Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September the 5th in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers. What are the great peaceful solutions we have at our fingertips? As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We are live 6 days a week. On the Sabbath, we rest. But the rest of the time, we stand for the sacred cause of liberty. And a lot of people say, Sam, why do you give that intro every single time? It gets boring as all get out. Because we all need reminders. What is the purpose of radio? Is it to make Sam Bushman popular? I think not. Is it to, entertain? Somewhat, if that's a side fun bar of what we're doing to keep people cheerful, sure. But it's not about those things. What it's about is the promotion of God, family, and country, and the protection of life, liberty, and property. It's about knowing where the supreme law of our land is. It's about realizing we're not revolutionaries, folks. We're restorationists. A quick recap of yesterday's news the networks refused to use broadcast should suffice for the point. We've been living a lie, ladies and gentlemen. A leaking man goes viral with a hilarious rant against boneless chicken wings. Nebraska man says boneless chicken wings are blasphemy. And the time for change is now the hill. Kind of a tongue-in-cheek article on one hand. On the other hand, the guy says they need to be called, what? He even took out the word chicken. He's like, they should be called tenders. Buffalo tenders or whatever. And I talked about that. And at first, Kirk Crosby, co-host, was going, yeah, this is a really important topic. But then I tied it to, look, folks. Things have origins. The chicken wing has an origin, right? When there was wings in it, it was a chicken wing. It was the meat was chicken. It was a wing. Buffalo referred to the history of the sauce. I know there wasn't a buffalo in it. I understand. But anyway, a phone. 9 times out of 10, you're not using your phone for purposes of phone, right? What about radio? You're listening on the internet or however you're listening in your car. Most likely, it's not even AM and FM radio these days. Is it still radio? What about the origins of words, right? How accurate are the words of today? You know, and a lot of them carry the origins of something forward, right? Take morality, for example. What's morality? Anyway, we can go on and on and on about this topic, but the reason that I spent so much time about it is because what about the things of male and female created he them? And someone just thinking that they're feeling kind of femmy today or whatever you want to call it, so they identify as this. Why can you identify as a different gender, even though scientifically it's completely inaccurate, but you can't identify as a different race? All these ladies are trying to pretend they're black or whatever, and now they're like, you're not allowed to be a pretender, a faker that you're black. Well, what if she identifies as black? See, you can do that with gender, but not with race. Anyway, we mix up words all the time, and I submit to you that whenever we use the mix-up of words to divorce us from our history, to divorce us from the God-given ordained truths that have been around for millennia, then, in my opinion, it's Satan's desire to divorce us from our heritage, to divorce us from what matters most, to divorce us from the origins of things. And whenever you have a word that may not be accurate, but your goal is to keep intact that heritage, that history, that evolutionary change that happens in all languages and etc. But whenever you try to keep things intact with the language, it's not immoral or dishonest. So if we want to talk about living the lie, we use fake money, Federal Reserve notes all the time, and say, hey, that's money. But that's a lie. If you look at the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, and the Bible, that's fake money. It's dishonest money. It's criminal money. So do you want to really break down the origins of things and call a spade, if you will? If you want to, let's go. Right? Let's absolutely get to the bottom of it. When we talk about morality, we talk about all things, honesty, and the list goes right. Why don't we start with honest weights and measures, honest asset-based currency, shall we? The U.S. trade deficit, for example, surges 18.9% in July. to $63.6 billion, the highest in like 12 years, folks. Okay, we talked about good news. Family Search, the genealogical branch of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, has announced that Roots Tech 2021 will be held as a virtual free event now. It'll be in February. Online, February 25th through the 27th. That's fantastic news. We're going to talk about the origins of the traditional real family. You're going to talk about male and female Trinity them, and then marriage between one man and one woman, the God-ordained marriage, and welcoming children through the procreative power, the only legitimate sexual relations allowed by Almighty God, the author of our... Are we going to go to the real origins? What about the pro-life versus pro-death? They call it pro-choice origins. Is pro-choice really the reality, or is it murdering of babies that's the reality? Biden declares himself an ally of the protesters in New York City. Joe Biden Twitter post suggests that followers will become more violent if he doesn't win. Jonathan Jones with that piece. Why won't Biden condemn the Antifa and the BLM violence? Ben Shapiro. Okay, we talked about Hillary gave Ghislaine Maxwell's nephew a very powerful position at the State Department. Special treatment, put in charge of the Bureau of Eastern Affairs in charge of the Middle East. A foreign government was trying to influence the Clinton campaign, a clear double standard. They were literally helping and protecting Hillary while targeting Donald Trump. Should we go to the origins of that scandal? Should we go to the origins of the Vince Foster death? See, if we're going to say it's blasphemy to call a boneless chicken wing, you know, because it's not really a wing. Where do we go? Are we going to get to the truth? Or are we just going to be blasphemous about chicken wings but never tell the truth on everything else? Nolte talked about Rose McGowan. Rips the DNC and the Clintons, saying, I believe Joe Biden's a rapist. RNC officially repudiates the discredited Southern Poverty Law Center. That's good news for the RNC. But look, are we going to really get to the bottom of the Southern Poverty Law Center's dishonesty and immorality and their origins of racism? Are we going to talk about the racism of the pro-death organization, Planned Parenthood? Planned Parenthood and the SPLC are two of the greatest racist organizations I can find. What about Detroit absentee ballot chaos? So inaccurate we can't even attempt to make it right, they say. All right, what about the post office killing off money-making service? Money-making program, they cut it off. They didn't want to see Christians seen on stamps. It's hypocrisy at its worst. Are we going to go to the origins of our Christian nation and make sure that we're telling the truth on that? Andrew Cuomo allows rock stars to bypass New York quarantine laws. They get special privilege. Portland rioters bring guillotine, burn American flags. The NFL had 77 positive COVID-19 tests. Then they found out they were false positives, and they all came back negative. What about the truth on the coronavirus? The truth on climate change? Oh, boy, it all started with we got to have the truth on a chicken nugget, huh? What about the nuggets of truth in God's almighty word about if we keep his commandments, we'll be blessed and protected, and if we don't, it's curtains for this nation? Are we going to tell the truth on that? I digress. That's a recap of yesterday's show. Going forward today, news the networks refuse to use starts now. The good Sheriff Richard Mack with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Hey, Sam. Thanks for having me this beautiful Saturday morning.
Hey, man, you can eat one of those fake chicken wings, buddy?
Yeah, I'll probably eat one, but I don't remember having one in a long time.
But you know there's big old debate, right? Have you heard about this in the news?
Not really, not until you just talk about
it. It's everywhere, man. You go look it up, man. Chicken wings, man riots, man gets all crazy. He's saying people ought to be sued. This is unacceptable. It's not the truth. You know, it's not even a wing. Anyway, he goes on. He says they need to be called tenders. But I think they ought to be called nuggets. Tenders are kind of the upgraded kind, aren't they?
So none of the meat actually comes from a wing?
No.
Even if a smidgen came from a wing, then he could still call it that.
Well, there you go. I understand. What about the buffalo wing there? Doesn't come from a buffalo there, Sheriff.
I really love buffalo meat, though, too.
Yeah, I agree, but that's a different topic. That's the real deal. But anyway, the reason that I spend time on this, though, is if we're going to talk about that and make a big old riot out of the little things, Why don't we talk about the origins and the core and of the real things that matter most, Sheriff?
No kidding. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, why don't we talk about one's oath of office? That doesn't mean I run around and tell everybody I'm constitutional when I lie through my teeth.
Yeah, that's a good point. I had a call with some people yesterday whose sheriff told them a very similar thing. I'm trying to protect these people. They have a sheriff who is a friend of theirs for 25 years. And he told them that he was conservative, and they've always thought that he was. And he's been sheriff since, about 7 or 8 years. And he's running unopposed right now. And they took my class. They're part of our training. And they went and talked to him again, asked him if he would be standing for a few things to protect them from vaccinations and forced vaccinations and a few other things. He told them that he wouldn't do that crap and that Sheriff Mack was a radical. And first of all, I didn't know that being a radical was a sin or a problem. What does that mean? You're a radical. Washington and Jefferson were radicals too, weren't they?
Quick pause, ladies and gentlemen, the good sheriff with us. What about a moral compass? What about people that you've trusted for so long? Are they starting to betray us, many of them?
Yeah.
Prayers are with us and with this nation, I'll tell you that right now.
Transport back in time to our nation's founding at the Freedom's Light Festival. Visit with freedom fighters, colonial artisans, music, contests, prizes, over 35 activities for the whole family. Schedule a school field trip and fulfill the federal requirement to teach the Constitution. Can you crack the spy codes used to win the Revolutionary War? Take home a founding document printed on the exact replica Isaiah Thomas used for the first Declaration of Independence. Register and compete in the Constitution Bowl. Join us September 17th through the 19th. Register at freedomslight.us. freedomslight.us. This event is completely free, now more than ever. We need to ensure Freedom's Light is not extinguished. Let's keep this light shining in the hearts and minds of our children. freedomslight.us. That's freedomslight.us.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
All right, back with the good sheriff, ladies and gentlemen. Sheriff Richard Mack with us. We're talking about right versus wrong, good versus evil. That's the battle we fight. Now, believe it or not, I'm going to quote somebody I never quote, Sheriff. Headline says, "America's Fight, Civilization versus Anarchy." It's written by Newt Gingrich. It's an opinion piece in, what do they call this thing, Newsweek? Yeah. Newsweek, I guess it is. And it's kind of interesting, even the swamp monsters, who I consider Newt Gingrich to be, and that's the guy that was going to have the contract with America that eventually got, perverted and melted down and lost all the benefit and upper hand we had due to his immorality. Nevertheless, I bring this up because it's civilization versus anarchy. And it's an interesting opinion piece, all for conservatism versus liberalism and it relates to the 2020 elections and everything else. He says this, the level of violence we're seeing around America cannot be understood and analyzed as a normal event with regards to a free society. Then he goes on and talks about the police chief and talks about these couple of hundred people that were arrested in Kenosha. More than half were not even from the city. In fact, those arrested and processed have been from 44 different cities. In Portland, quote, 50 years of pro-radical mayors have led to 97 and running straight nights of violence, culminating in the deliberate killing of a supporter of Donald Trump. Mayor Ted Wheeler had a press conference of weakness and just blame. Okay, these people are not just being violent because it goes bad and they defend themselves or something. These people have intentions to be violent. They bring ever-increasing violent tools to the events. Parts of downtown Portland are controlled by Antifa and its allies, and they are basically repudiating the rule of law in favor of their anarchist violence, and they're getting government funding and support. Anyway, he goes on and explains this in detail. And it's beyond this idea that we have a difference of opinion. It's beyond peaceful assembly. It's even beyond protest. The downtown Seattle area has effectively seceded from the city, and it was run by local radicals for a time based on their use of force. It took weeks for the city's radical leadership to even, quote, clear the blocks and, well, weeks more to deal with the destruction left behind, and they still don't have a handle on safety and stability for the victims, the residents of the area. Anyway, he goes on and on and on and on. Now, that's one article that I wanted to point you to, but there's a lot more articles, which we'll get into as the broadcast unfolds. But, Sheriff, I actually want to quote Newt Gingrich because, for once, he's spot on right.
Yeah, he is, and it's kind of funny that CNN, the meme from CNN, was showing a building burning in the background and saying, it's fiery, but mostly peaceful.
And are they off their rockers?
I know, exactly. And so the whole thing, where you were just talking about, Portland didn't even admit that there was real violence going on for months.
Yeah, he was like, this is just kind of like a block party and stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what the Seattle mayor called it. And so it's really amazing how the propaganda and brainwashing schemes work from these people. And, yeah, it's good to see Newt calling it like that. Yeah. And just the point that I was trying to make with that sheriff is what you were alluding to earlier. Does it matter if anybody keeps their oath anymore? Does it matter that we take that oath? You know, that's kind of the bottom line with all of this. In Portland, in Detroit, and it doesn't matter where it is, and with the, you know, protecting voting, as you were talking about with Detroit, and yeah, that's one of the reasons why I don't think Trump's going to win. You know, I'm really afraid of what's going to happen, and then the threat, the whole propaganda scheme is Biden and the DNC saying, if you don't vote for us this time, you think this violence is something, just wait until you see if you reelect Trump. That's the whole message Biden was saying, and I've told you that that's what they were trying to say, and now Biden's actually saying it, coming right out and saying it. And so I think this is some perversion that we've never really seen before. You know, they've always been willing to cheat, no question about that. You play that commercial from Obama all the time, that Democrats are mucking around with elections also. I don't know why he would ever even say that. You know, he just should have said, the keep with the propaganda and say, well, yeah, Republicans always monkey around with elections. And then you got to wonder also if that's a racist statement. But it's way beyond anything I ever imagined that would happen in America. It would happen because of corrupt politics. Oh my goodness! This is just beyond anything that I thought we would see in elections in America. Good grief.
All right. Well, the battle rages on, and G. Edward Griffin emailed me an idea about this America's fight, civilization versus anarchy. And G. Edward Griffin writes this. Guess who trained today's street terrorists? And then he goes on and he talks about the old idea of divide and conquer. But they discovered that this concept, this strategy, had been further refined long ago, back in 1862, into a concept called the primal race struggle. And then they go on and explains that of all the different, I'm trying to think of the word to use, of all the different fault lines they can exploit, the race struggle is the greatest one that they make hay with. And so he goes on and explains that, you know what, the primal race struggle of the 1860s basically brought up this successful divide. Okay, you got a successful divide and conquer strategy. Therein lies the explanation for the violence unfolding in our streets today. Right? And so it goes on. And the reason I bring this up, though, a lot of people would say, well, it's not about race, Sam. But therein lies the violence unfolding in our streets today. I believe it. Now, I don't believe race is as big of a problem as they want you to believe that it is. But I do believe it's what they're exploiting, and it's working. Okay, and it's not working because you and I are a racist. It's working because there's a continuity between the leaders and the rioters of the 60s who trained the leaders and rioters of today, Sheriff.
Yeah.
That's why it's important to understand the continuity between the leaders and the rioters of the 60s and who chained the leaders and rioters of today. In some cases, they say it's even the same bloodline. Now, you could say I'm a racist for bringing this up, but here's the point. That's what they're exploiting. And the first thing you got to do to stop it is realize what's being done to us, Sheriff.
Yeah, amen. No kidding. It's working, and it's proof once again that brainwashing works, and it's been a concerted, planned effort to bring about these race wars in America. And I keep looking around at all the minority groups and minority friends and people that I'm associated with every day. And I said, where did this come from? And they say the same thing. They don't know where this has come from. And
okay, and I'm going to tell you. So I want to tie it now back to your sheriff, and I want you to tell the story of the sheriff. So these people are concerned. They've known the sheriff forever. You don't want to give names because you'll breach confidences. But the sheriff basically said, hey, Mac's a whack. I'm not doing that. What is he going to do then? Double down in the mainstream?
Yeah. Yeah, he. I guess so. He hasn't really said that, and I've actually suggested to these people that they try to have one more meeting with him, and that they really be sincere and tactful and harmless as doves, and ask him that very question of, do you consider your oath to be important, or, you know, but what he told them is that he wouldn't get reelected if he did this stuff. He's running unopposed.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about this in detail, and we'll tie it to the points that I've been making from Newt Gingrich. Let's talk about it on your radio.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The president on defense about comments he made about defense, specifically the report from The Atlantic that he disparaged fallen U.S. soldiers in France in 2018. The White House has denied the report. President Trump criticizing the media again, accusing them of giving kid glove treatment to his rival in the November election.
And you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And let me just tell you, I watched the interview with Sleepy Joe Biden, and he didn't ask questions. You didn't ask questions like that. Read the questions, yes. They were like meant for a child.
The president dismissed The Atlantic as a second-rate magazine. He called the story a hoax. Wall Street ending the week lower, the Dow down 159 points at the close on Friday, the NASDAQ down nearly 145 points, the S&P 500 off 28, and this is USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just six capsules? Yes.
We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Protests continue in Rochester, New York, in the aftermath of Daniel Prude's death. What began as a peaceful protest ended with a clash between protesters and police. Rochester police deeming the protest an unlawful assembly after a while and began launching tear gas into the crowd. One of the protesters, Terrell Brock, told WHAM TV that he wants to see the officers involved fired.
Enough is enough. Enough is enough. And we're tired of it and sick and tired, been tired, and we're just fed up.
Prude died during a confrontation with Rochester police back in March, but video of that incident did not surface until this week. The officers involved have been suspended with pay. Mayor Lovely Warren has also called for the New York State Attorney General to complete her investigation. The African history professor who lied about being black will not teach this semester at George Washington University. School officials announced the decision Friday. Her colleagues want her gone for good. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, the good sheriff's with us. The divide and conquer plan is working great. It starts with the core of race, but it affects every aspect of our life. So the good sheriff, Richard Mack, on your radio, talking about a sheriff who was friends with the people, a group for a long time. He knew their hearts. He knows they're not terrorists. They want him to stand up. He says, I won't do it. Can't get elected if I do. But he's running unopposed, you were saying, Sheriff.
Yeah, he sure is. And it's the same old, same old. You know, I'm not interested in doing this. I just want to be elected, and you know, maybe he's talking about in 4 years or something. I don't know. And maybe he's heard of some of the sheriffs, two in particular in Washington, who have stood against Governor Inslee, are being recalled for it. Inslee had some of his Democrat friends actually start a recall against these sheriffs, and they're really concerned about it, and they're starting to second guess themselves in standing for the Constitution, and so maybe that's what they're all worried about. But he flat out said, Sam, what I have taught in our classes, that sheriffs, look at what you're saying when you refuse to uphold and defend the Constitution and protect the rights of the people that hired you. Look at what you're saying. This sheriff is literally saying he's willing to compromise their individual liberty and sometimes even their collective liberty. But he's willing to compromise their liberty for his political gain and his political future. And his, even if it's just to stay a sheriff so he can get a big retirement, he's doing that for money and for a job. And some people actually think that that's okay, that, well, you know, these people have to put food on the table and they have to, you know, support their family. I get that. I understand that. But if we all did this, if many of us did it, it's never going to be all of us in law enforcement that do this or all the sheriffs do this. We've said that since we've been doing this CSPOA stuff. But if hundreds and thousands did, we wouldn't be getting fired and we wouldn't be losing our elections. And, you know, certainly we've seen the same thing. We lost Sheriff Nick Finch to an election. We lost Sheriff Mack to an election. We lost Sheriff Christopher to an election. But many of these people have continued to flourish in their jobs and their work. Sheriff David A. Clark Jr., Sheriff Brad Rogers, and Sheriff Brad Rogers is going on to bigger and better things. And I think Sheriff Rogers could very well be looking at running for governor in Indiana. He's never mentioned that to me, but he's going to be a new county commissioner, and he's going to shine in that. And he could be looking at running for state rep and state senator and U.S. Congress. And so it's, you know what, there's going to be political ramifications, and there's going to be people who are victims of their own goodness. And
what if the founding fathers said, I won't get elected?
Yeah, exactly. I might get hurt. You know, they were looking at certain death for what they did. And some of their families paid a huge price. And some were killed. And some of their families were killed. And so I always thought that we would just do the right thing and let the consequences follow. And for heaven's sake, do the right thing. And Sam, I've got to give a shout-out to Disney, who I've been really disappointed in a lot of ways, and so have you. We've talked about that, their donations to BLM and so forth. They just hit a home run last night. We watched Mulan, and Mulan was absolutely principle-based, and it said we have to add one thing to our principles that we stand on. The army had three principles, and then they also added family, and dedication to family was the fourth one that they added to all of this. Bravery, truth, and I can't remember what the other one was, but I do know the one that they ended the movie with, and it was dedication to family. And it was so powerful, and I'm really glad I got to watch that with my grandkids last night. It was a good, solid family movie from the beginning to the end. And so I love it when the mainstream gets it, because you started your show with God, Family, and Country, and it really felt like that's what that movie was about.
Yeah, it's an epic battle, folks. I'll tell you that. What about the truth of the great stone dragon in Mulan? Truth all around, they say, huh?
Yeah.
Loyal, anyway, brave, true family, is that what it is?
Yeah, loyal was the other one, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And it really was. I want to watch it again. I think it cost $30, but nine of us got to watch it for $30. So per person, that was a pretty cheap movie last night. But it was fantastic. And we're getting sheriffs and chiefs of police to sign up for our September 30th event in Lynchburg, Virginia.
All right, now let's talk about this for a second. I want to talk in detail about your event next hour. All right, but I want to finish this topic here that I'm pointing out. America's Fight Civilization versus Anarchy, Newt Gingrich of all people in Newsweek. Guess who trained today's street terrorists? G. Edward Griffin. The old idea of divide and conquer strategy had been further refined as long ago as 1860s into the concept called the primal race struggle, right? Now listen, that's the explanation for the violence unfolding in our streets today. It is important to understand the continuity between the 1960s and the rioters who trained the leaders and the rioters of today. Now let me tell you why that matters now. Because let's think about this epic battle and epic fight. All right. You have got a situation, Sheriff, where the sheriffs we're talking about aren't into the rioting. They're our friends in many ways, but yet now they don't want to engage in the fight. Glenn Beck and crew, you know, they want to supposedly be for liberty, but they don't really want to work with us because we're the radical element of liberty. They're the mainstream element of liberty. And this is where we supposedly get in this battle where we can't accomplish any good. But whether you're a sheriff that won't stand up, or a sheriff that says I won't get elected, or a sheriff that says, well, it's time for me to retire now, I'm going to ride off into the sunset, whether you're Richard Mack or Sam Bushman or anybody, if we as individuals aren't willing to take on this fight for who knows what reason, I might get hurt, I'm going to retire, I don't want to jeopardize my election or my, what's it called when you retire, my pension or these things, where is America going to go if the good guys simply for whatever reasons get out of the fight? We're going to end up with this.
Yeah, well, we end up accepting the socialist agenda that's being shoved down our throats now. And, you know, my question is, do I have a right to be left alone? Do I have a right to make these decisions whether or not I may take a vaccination or not, or whether I wear a mask or not, or whether I go outside or go to a store? I mean, do I get to make those decisions for myself? Or is it government that gets to continue to force us into these cocoons of behavior? Are we going to remain a free society, or are we going to become a dictatorship? We already have a democratic dictatorship. Then we're going to try a socialistic dictatorship. Then we'll probably try Marxist and communist dictatorships. And that's the problem with the socialists and the communists. It always boils down to force. We know better than you, and we're going to force you into this cocoon of behavior. And Sam, it's so alarming and downright scary what's going on in America. And I never thought I'd see it so accelerated. The piecemeal Fabianistic thing was happening for a long, long time, especially regarding the Second Amendment. But boy, now it's just bold in your face, astronomical.
But I'll tell you what I'm starting to see. I'm starting to see the good guys, the people that we thought were our friends, decide they're done with the fight now. They believe it's a lost battle, or that their personal comforts are greater than the cause to which we're engaged.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, and isn't that the way you're starting to see it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's, you know, we're separating the men from the boys, I guess, so to say. I don't know. Is that a sexist comment? I have to be careful about these sexist and racist comments that we can make now that, boy, everybody's so sensitive to. But, yeah, it's alarming how many people are saying, yeah, I'm just going to be safe, I'm going to hunker down, or I'm going to go along to get along, and I'm not going to keep my oath of office, that's for damn sure.
Well, I'm a constitutional sheriff, and I am keeping my office. My oath of office. We just don't see things the same there.
Oh,
that's what they say, right?
I've heard that.
All right, hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live. The good Sheriff Richard Mack and Sam Bushman on your radio.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, little Q. The Calm Before the Storm, by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheepherder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine.
All right, Sheriff, so what I'm getting at is we think the fight is violent and the fight is only happening in the big cities and the streets among the whacked out BLM and Antifa. That's one group, the liberal extremist violent folks, bordering on anti-fascist. But at the same time, you see the extreme supposed white supremacists articulated in the media, and they want you to believe that's the fight. You don't really have a fight to fight, Sheriff. You should go golfing and go home, my friend. And what they've done is they've divided the real people from the extremes in our society, and they pretend on one hand a fight's going on that you can do nothing about, but on the other hand, there's not really even a fight to fight, Sheriff. And they've deceived everybody into complacency and silence, allowing, in my opinion, the secret combination of dishonesty and deception to grow. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. I think that's very accurate, and I think the secret combinations, secret societies, are having a field day right now, and I believe they're funding a lot of this. Just as you mentioned earlier, the people getting arrested in Portland or Kenosha, although over the country, they don't even live there. They don't even live close to there. You know, busing people in, and I believe I've seen this in my flight that I've been taking lately. Just got back from Mississippi, just flew to Salt Lake City, but wherever I've been flying, especially when I went to Washington and then also Albany, New York, these protesters are being flown all over the country. I saw some. I guess you couldn't actually say, oh, now that's got to be a protester. But, you know, they're wearing their BLM shirts and their anti-American shirts and whatnot, and it looks like, sure enough, this is very well funded, and this is all a planned strategy. You do not have riots and looting and burning in a major city in America and major cities in America for months, literally months, 100 days now, every day, and not be well funded and well planned out. And then, of course, in the beginning, the Democrats were all supporting it. And then they saw that it was hurting their polls, so they came out against it. They still haven't come out against it. That's ridiculous. But they are trying to play a little politics with it, which is what they always do. And it all boils down to how corrupt and dishonest all of these people are. And it just really reinforces the political corruption that we're suffering under today in American society.
The question is, where do we go from here if the extremists from all sides, as President Trump wisely called it back in the days of Charlottesville, he said there's whacked out extremists on both sides, many are good people from both sides, and they slaughtered him for it. And now you've got the extremists on both sides literally rioting, pillaging, or plundering, raping, destroying, murdering, killing, thieving, violating private property rights, and there seems to be nothing in this country that's going to stop it. What I heard people say last night in discussions is, hey, you know, I'm sure glad we're not in the fight. I sure pray it doesn't come to our city. You don't think it will you?
Yeah.
Do you have a response to that, Sheriff?
My response is that yes, it will. And I agree with Biden, because I said it before Biden did. that if Trump wins re-election, you're going to see violence in this country that you never dreamed or imagined possible. And it's going to happen, and it's going to be longer and worse than this. And so, really, they're holding us all hostage, and it's extortion to the nth degree. You either put our guy in or wait and see what we do to your cities then. And Biden is actually supporting that, and it's not just subtle that he said it. He flat out said, if you re-elect Trump, the violence is going to get worse. And this is so astonishing how these people first say everything's fine. No, this isn't a riot. This is a block party. This is Summer of Love, and this is all fine, and it's not violent. In fact, the DNC dedicated their most of their convention to that these riots were not happening. They were showing lies about people waving their phones and whatnot, and that there was no violence going on. Then, right after the DNC got done, then all of a sudden they were worried about and concerned about all the violence in America. Completely astonishing. And again, the dishonesty, the political dishonesty, the utter corruption of the two-party system, and especially the Democrats. I will call out the Democrats. They are worse than the Republicans. Republicans get pretty close to being as bad as the Democrats sometimes, but right now it's the Democrats. And as we said last week, the lines between the Democrats and Republicans has never been this stark and vivid in your or my lifetime.
All right, I don't know where to go here, because I'll tell you why. People think if they just keep their head down, if they just wear a mask, if they just let it go, it'll be over with.
Not true.
And they believe that somehow the violence will stay in its quarantined Democrat-controlled cities.
Yeah, especially Honolulu. They're literally destroying Hawaii.
Do you think that the peaceful people in places can stay aloof from it or away from it? I'm convinced that a lot of the people, say in my town, just take American Fork, a small town, about 30,000 people. But you know what? A lot of the people in American Fork are armed to the teeth, my friend. So what's going to happen in the streets of a conservative place when the thugs roll through?
Well, I think, you know, it's not going to be everywhere, obviously. It's not going to be everywhere. But it's going to be a lot more than what we've ever seen. And it could be everywhere. I mean, but I don't know if there's enough people to make that that way. But, maybe the race wars will start abruptly in smaller cities like you were mentioning, American Fork, Utah. Evansville, Utah, where my daughter lives. Where I am right now. And, that's why I say it. You're going to have to be really careful. And I've already told Lucy and Jordan that we want to move back here. And I really believe it's going to be too late when some of this war breaks out in America. And you're not going to be able to travel. And you're not going to be able to trust your neighbors. And it's coming to that. And the extortion that they're using against us is pretty drastic. And if you want to see a radical, look at people who are threatening violence if you reelect Donald Trump. That's pretty radical. That is radical. And that's very extremist. And, you know, my favorite quote from Barry Goldwater, I've said it on your show many times, extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. And I totally believe that. People who are lukewarm about liberty, what is that? It's the most precious gift we've been given as God's children, besides life itself. And, of course, they don't respect life anymore. And that propaganda scheme has been going on for decades. It's okay to kill the unborn or the elderly. And it's just – and now, Sam, we got to make sure this is a lie when we say – killing the unborn.
Yeah, so let me give you an example. Focus on the Family just emailed me, and they say this. Hello, Sam. As a person who believes in the sanctity of life, you are aware of the war on preborn babies in our society. Right now, this war is raging stronger than ever, and we want you to know how you can save vulnerable lives. At Focus on the Family, we're shining the spotlight on just how valuable and precious God-given life is. The effort to save moms and their preborn babies has never been more critical. Pro-abortion forces have their sights set on vulnerable mothers, and they're filling their heads with lies to try to drive them to choose abortion. We hear stories every day from women who have been convinced that this is the only choice they can choose. All the while, the innocent life inside them has no voice. Anyway, they go on. But they email me the second you mention this, that very topic. And so this is the fight I'm talking about. If we're not going to talk about abortion, we're not going to fight in the streets. We're not going to be engaged. We're going to retire. We're going to, well, it might affect my election chances. In fact, I could probably be a pretty big talk show host if I just, you know, towed the swamp line there now. And all I'm saying is you look at this and you go, I'm convinced all the good guys are getting out of the fight, with the exception of the very few. The Lord is whittling down his army of biblical proportions, my friend.
Yeah. Sam, there's just sometimes I hope you're really wrong. And that's one of
them. Yeah, but I'm not wrong. You can see it everywhere.
I know. I'm afraid you're done.
And it's not that I want to be right or wrong, or that it's about Sam Bushman's viewpoints or predictions. You can see it everywhere.
Well, I pray I'm wrong, too. I really do.
Amen. Check with the average person, though. Even your friends that have been in the Liberty Movement, what have they done for liberty in the last month? And I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm saying most folks have checked out of the fight.
And then you have people like Jeff Flake and Mitt Romney that are on the other side.
And they're in the fight. They haven't given up.
No.
It's only the conservative constitutionalist moral side of the debate that have seemed to jettison. But we have a war going on in our society, folks. All right? Mulan, just as Sheriff Mack said, loyalty, bravery, truth, family, those are the pillars of virtue in our society. But are they? Or are we starting to lose even those? If I defend the traditional family, I get attacked by even conservatives now. How dare you, Sam, talk about one man, one woman marriages, and how dare you talk about a family like that? Some people don't have a family like that, Sam. Where I bring up religion, and they say, I'm not as religious as you are, Sheriff.
And how many people in Utah are supporting candidates that support abortion? It's way higher than it's ever been. Way higher. I'll bet Trump won last time in Utah, what, 70%?
I'd have to look it up. But it was significant, but, there's no doubt.
Yeah, and it's still, the significance of supporting abortion as what they have used as propaganda, it's just our choice. It's just a choice. We believe in liberty. We believe in personal choice. And, you know, as much as we try to protect life, the woman still has the right to choose. And you'll never hear that right to choose on anything else except taking the life of a baby. At least among the Democrats.
Tony Perkins with Family Research Council speaks out about this very topic as well. Here's what he says. We'll break this in the next hour. Law and order is for everyone, writes Tony Perkins, Family Research Council. Calling for law and order was never controversial until Trump did it.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in seconds on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, the good Sheriff Richard Mack. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. I'm telling you right now, we better stand for the sacred cause of liberty and religious freedom while we can, folks. Or one day you're going to wish you had. God save the Republic.